It is time now for Talking Books, and for that we are joined on the phone by Susan Brown, the one and only, who runs the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Susan, hello, good to be with you. How are you?
Hello there, Aaron. All things considered, I'm doing okay. It was a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I'm upright and breathing and walking around, a little sleepy.
Yes.
And I'm okay. How are you?
About the same. We were talking last hour, and AJ asked me how I'm standing without having gotten absolutely no sleep last night. And I said, you know what? I actually got sleep last night. I got home at midnight. I was in bed at 12:02. And my brain gave me the gift of the absolute most boring dream ever. I don't remember the details, but I just remember like watching someone count things, and it wasn't votes or anything like that. It was just boring stuff that was going on. And then something screwed up and they had to start over, and it was just boring and mundane. And it was fantastic because then I, you know, got to relax even in the middle of the dream. It was perfect.
Well, I'm glad that you got a good night's sleep, friend.
And hopefully many more to come. So what's going on at the library? How are things?
It was a quiet day. It's been a quiet couple of days since we were a polling site. We don't do park and pick up on Sundays and Wednesdays. And then the Board of Elections came in Monday to sit down or to set up and then yesterday to do the things. So it's been quiet, which means we're going to be all hands on deck tomorrow, because usually when we're closed for a day or two in normal times, we're busy the day that we open. But being closed for 4 days, and we know that there's a lot of demand out there for our park and pickup service, we're thinking we're going to have a busy couple of days. So we'll be ready. We're staffing up, putting on an extra pot of coffee, and park and pickup will reopen for tomorrow. So it was nice to be part of the democratic process and us be a polling site, and it'll be nice to get our building back.
I love it. Again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library and stuff going on there. How about I mentioned you head up Chapel Hill Public Library, also Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture, and now that we're getting into the fall, any upcoming things people ought to know about?
You know, it's going to be, as I tell people, for a library building that's closed and arts department that's not doing any festivals, we're also dang busy. Huh. So on the art side of things, of course, we're not having festival, or we didn't have festival, and there's not going to be a holiday parade. But my team is awesome, and I know that CJ Suit was on with you last week.
Yes, great.
We, of course, commissioned him to do that wonderful poem, Aftermath.
It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah,
the video was
really
great,
good.
Too. Yeah.
And it's so funny because people are really responding to the video, which I love too, but I am what you call an aural reader. Like when I read something, I make up the voices in my head and I hear them. So I love to read that poem as text too, which is just wonderful. And I have turned to it many times. We have a couple of calls for art out. We've learned that one thing you can do during a pandemic is public art. So we've been doing a lot of public art projects. And we're sort of looking ahead to, as an arts team, we've really been grappling with between COVID and all of the national conversations on race and equity. When we do come out of this, how will this change our thinking about community celebrations and festivals, and what might we do differently? So we've been enjoying the quiet side on the festivals side, just to think about, kind of where we want to move after all, or in that aftermath, what do we want to do? So I have a great team, and they're always thinking about doing great arts things for our town.
Cool. Again, speaking with Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library and Community Arts and Culture for the town of Chapel Hill. Whatever is happening in the world, there's always books. So let's talk books. It's been a very rough and heavy year. It's certainly been a rough and heavy week. We're still counting votes. There's a lot of tension. That's not going to go away anytime soon. So we were thinking about just escapist books, right? If you want to just sort of get away from the world for a little while and explore another world or get lost in a book, what are the best escapist books that you can think of?
Yeah, and I may have failed with this prompt or simply steered off into a completely different direction.
That's totally fine, yeah. different people have different definitions of escapism, and veering off into a totally different definition direction kind of fits most of those definitions, so I'm okay with
right,
this.
Like that's the definition of escapism.
Right,
like,
right.
Ooh, I just got meta on us, Aaron.
There you go.
So
now who's
I
the
went...
nerd?
My, how the tables have turned. So I went to I will escape troubled times like this by either terrifying myself and reading horror.
Correct.
Or turning to things that make me laugh out loud.
Yes.
And so all of the books I have today are books that you can escape by laughing out loud. And I have two sets of two books to offer. So shall I go first?
Go for it.
So the first book that I want to, or it's an author and then two books, is a book called Hyperbole and a Half. And the subtitle, hang on, it's a long one and I want to make sure that I get it right. The author is Ali Brosh and it's Hyperbole and a Half, Unfortunate Situations, Flawed Coping Mechanisms, Mayhem, and Other Things That Happened.
I like it.
And so it started out as a web comic. Many people know it from the web. And it's a graphic novel. It's a collection of essays and in a graphic format. She uses like that basic tool like MS Paint to do these kind of weird figure drawings. Many of her images have been made into memes. But what the book is it's a collection of essays about her life. And as a child and through her adult years, she faced a lot of anxiety, a lot of social awkwardness, some depression, but she writes about it in this way that makes you both, you feel all the feelings and mostly you laugh out loud. They are hilarious and so touching. And so she writes about everything from the death of a dog to her tensions about school to her family. And it's both heartbreaking and really funny. And there's really no one else that writes like her. And she's also got a brand new book out. I actually, Flyleaf Books has some browsing hours open now in the store. Not that I was the first person in there when they started.
I was going to say, this is new news for me. That's exciting.
Yeah. It sort of started as a very soft launch, and I heard about it. Like, I got an email from a friend about it, and within, like, 2 minutes, I was in the car driving to Flyleaf.
Right.
But when I was in there recently, I picked up her newest book, which is called Solutions and Other Problems. And it's, again, more hilarious essays and stories from her childhood, her adolescence, and her adulthood. And they're hard to describe, but they're both heartbreaking and hilarious. And with her new book, within the first chapter, I was just doubled over in laughter. So Ali Brosh, look up her webcomic. Pick up her books at the library or your favorite independent bookstore like I did.
I love it. Hyperbole and a Half. I'll check that out. So I was also thinking along comic lines and web comic lines. I was thinking about a book that you can just pick up and mindlessly flip through and kill a couple of hours without even realizing it, or at least a half an hour, and enjoy yourself and laugh while you're doing it. And I tended to gravitate towards comic books and collections of comic strips. So you can mention like Calvin and Hobbes, you could talk about The Far Side, like all of the great ones. I'm a big fan of Foxtrot, but the one that is actually in the office here is a more recent one, and that's Strange Planet by Nathan Pyle, which is the recent one that's gotten a lot of buzz in the last couple of years, the kind of alien beings living on Earth and just literal descriptions of all of the things that people just ordinarily do, but just a completely new and weird perspective on just ordinary, everyday human life. But it's super funny, and it's engaging and it's fun and it's nice and it's collected in a book called Strange Planet now. And there's another one that's just came out as well that you can just pick up and flip through and just kill a really nice half hour to an hour. And you're not escaping into anything other than ordinary human life, but it's just a nice take on it that people that you'd never necessarily think of before, but once you read it, you won't think of it any other way.
So this could have been one of those shows where we both had the same book, because Strange Planet was on my list, but yeah. I thought, no, I'm going to stick with these two pairs and not go over my time. So I love Strange Planet.
Oh, it's
and
so
last
good.
Year for Christmas, I probably gave that book to like 8 different people.
Yep.
And what I will say, what's great about Strange Planet is, right, it's these aliens that have come here, and the way that they describe everyday things mm-hmm. here has become like these catchphrases. So one that I love is there's one when one alien's making tea for the other one, and he describes it as, oh, you have poured hot liquid on some old leaves, which is just hilarious.
Yep.
And if you stop and think about it, like, That's what
correct.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, Strange Planet by Nathan Pyle.
Nathan
and he's
Pyle,
got a great
yep.
Twitter feed, and he
oh,
puts
he
up new
does,
comics.
Yeah. Yep. So that's mine. What's yours?
I love it. So the last two I have, and I'm going to talk about them together. I was just telling somebody in a meeting today that my comfort watching during the pandemic and recently has been rewatching The Office.
Mm.
And apparently I am not alone here.
Everyone
there are lots of people
is watching. Like I walked into a place that just had the TV on and it was The Office on Netflix or whatever.
And the teenagers are too. Like
yeah.
I've talked to more like middle schoolers and high school students who love it. So I want to recommend two authors that came out of The Office. So the first one is Mindy Kaling.
Mm.
And she, of course, went on to have the Mindy Project, but she's a great writer. And sort of in the spirit of the first author that I mentioned, Ali Brosh, Mindy Kaling writes essays. And they are these wonderful, warm, funny, snarky, self-deprecating, sarcastic essays. So the first collection, I believe her first collection was Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me? And then the next one was Why Not Me? So she's fabulous.
Nice.
But then I also wanted to recommend, what's his name? I just lost it.
BJ Novak.
Novak,
yeah.
Yes. So the book that I was going to recommend was his book for kids, The Book with No Pictures,
yep.
Which is great. And it's a very, very clever take on kids' books. But then I started reading recently his book, One More Thing. And it's a collection of stories and essays, and it is fabulous.
Hmm.
It's kind of...
Oh, no. We have just lost Susan Brown. I am sorry. Again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. We're getting so close to the end, but BJ Novak's new book, check that out. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website, so go there and find out more.